When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey kids, we've been really busy lately and the 4th of July was this week, so we had to take a break. Instead of our usual episode, we're bringing you some outtakes from season 9. Think of this like one of those deleted scenes reels from the DVD of your favorite TV show. If you still remember DVDs. And there will be swearing.
Quite frankly, everybody talks to pretty girls in this chapter because everybody's trying to hook up with Sandri, and then Dasha meets Rizu and Briar hangs out with the Empress. So yeah.
There's just a bunch of pretty girls.
Trish is just like, fuck all this. I'm gonna go read.
Right. I'm gonna go talk to a pretty book.
Yes.
Okay, but it might not be talking, but I'm sure there's pretty girls in Triss's book as well. Unless it's an academic
book. Like academics type thing.
I was gonna say, unless it's an academic book.
She could very well be reading about, like, astronomy, in which case there might not be any pretty girls.
Actually, no. The Seven Sisters.
Annie Jump Cannon.
The Seven Sisters.
I love how we went completely different routes with that one.
Yeah. But no, the story of the Seven Sisters. They were lusted after by... Fuck. I'm not awake yet. Anyway, and their mother went to protect them and threw them into the stars.
Oh.
The Seven Sisters. So even astronomy is about pretty girls. Let's go.
Well, I went with Annie Jump Cannon, who was an astronomer. She was the person who came up with our current classification system for stars.
Yes.
So, yeah. Women in STEM are awesome. There's also Ada Lovelace.
Ugh. We need to have more of them. It is a male-dominated field, and I hate that. It's still a male-dominated
field. Most fields are male-dominated. What are we saying?
Yeah, except for
teaching
secretaries and elementary teachers.
Elementary teachers,
nursing.
OBGYN? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's the one. And psychiatrist.
I had mostly male doctors for my OBGYN.
Well, it is so.
There's only two females. Most of them are men.
Most of the ones that I've seen are female.
Oh.
We'll have to look it up at some point.
Honestly, though, I like a male doctor. They're more gentle. They're like, oh, the women are like, you can take this. I'm going to hurt you.
I'm going to hurt you is not something you want to hear from your doctor.
Well, I'm not saying that that's what they say, but they're just like, we have one of those. We know how this is. How much a vagina can take. So whatever. Men are all delicate. They're like, okay, well, I'm gonna be real nice and gentle with you.
So. Yeah, I don't like having male doctors because I had to legitimately sit there and be like, I am tired of this. I am tired of feeling shitty. And I started crying at his nurse, and that's when he started listening to me.
Oh, I just meant for OBGYN.
No, I don't like male doctors.
Only for that. But anyway, enough about vaginas. Let's go.
Yes.
I'm surprised that he's cool with greenhouses, because isn't Rose Thorn like adamantly against greenhouses?
Yeah.
I don't think she's adamantly against greenhouses. I think what it is more is she's like, you shouldn't be growing things that are out of season in greenhouses. So like they
are kind of out of season because they don't grow there.
As a plant nerd, I don't think we should be like, hold on, let me phrase this appropriately. I don't necessarily think that like food should be grown in greenhouses. I don't, because it's not hard on the plants, but it is hard on the plants to grow all year round.
Right.
But with greenhouses is you have stuff like, there is a type of plant and I can't think of what it is. Again, I haven't had coffee. I'm not awake yet. That the only way it will bloom is if it is under so much duress that it will just throw out blooms. Like, you keep this thing minimally watered and you keep it in the hottest place you can find it. Like, and stuff like that, it doesn't bloom unless it's in those conditions. And you have other stuff that, like, a lot of your tropicals, they won't grow unless they are kept in that kind of temperatures. And greenhouses, for better or for worse, are really, really good at keeping humidity and heat in, even in winter. And so, like, there's a lot of, like, florist, like, import from these greenhouses because they can keep up with the demand. And for private use, like, I'm glad you saw it. For private use, I think there's a little bit more of leeway with it. But like food and shit, that, do you want to know what hothouse tomatoes taste like? Nothing.
No.
They taste like nothing.
Do you want to know? I might like those then.
Do you know what a tomato tastes like when grown in soil tastes like? Gross. Fucking delicious.
Gross.
So like
awesome.
Gross.
You have pros and cons of greenhouses, but I think that food from greenhouses tastes like shit. Put that shit in some soil and let it go.
Like, okay, Rose Thorn.
Just saying, I will defend greenhouses on one condition.
All right, Rose Thorn, let's go.
Like, listen, if someone walked up in here and knocked over my terrarium full of fucking isopods, I would end their lives. That's it. And it's not like imperial fucking greenhouse with plants imported from all of the most exotic of places. This is just a fucking terrarium full of isopods. I could collect those isopods. I could bring them back and I could make another terrarium. It's not a big deal. But
you could come to my house and just dig around in the dirt to get them.
Yeah. Well, I still have those two fucking bins full from work. It just migrated. So there's a lot. I have a lot of isopods. I didn't mean to get this many or this much with us, but we are.
You're making the most of it.
I am. I am,
and it is isopods
and moss.
Yeah.
We can't forget that I've already spent a total of $200 on imported moss.
Hey, eventually it'll get big enough where you can use it as a bed.
Yes.
Hey.
I just don't. I'm down for the cushion moss to get that big. I don't necessarily want to use my fern moss for a bed. I'll use that.
That doesn't sound comfy.
I'll use that as a blanket.
There you go.
And then I can put it back and smooth it down and give it a smooch and say continue growing and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because that's just what moss does. Here, I'm going to put you in new dirt. Have fun. Okay.
I feel like I need to get you back out to my house because my front yard does not have grass. It just has moss.
I want that. I want that.
Yeah. Because there's so much tree cover.
Yeah.
I've got those two big trees.
Yeah. Piney wants me to do that to his front yard. And like, I'm like, that's going to take a lot. And we're going to have to, it's going to take a year to do. Because it's going to be a lot of moss that we have to import. Right. And now it's not expensive. I mean, it is, but not really. But we have to kill all of the grass first because it will overtake the moss.
Right. Yeah, so. I recommend, I mean, obviously these trees have been growing for God knows how long, but like I recommend having tree cover because it's so shady in the front yard that the grass cannot grow.
Yeah.
It does not get enough sunlight.
We also have dogs. So like there's a, they don't dig, thankfully, unless there's like a groundhog that they want or chipmunks that they want to murder and come into the house all covered in blood because they decide to eat the fucking chipmunk.
We had a dog that did that.
Ways.
But oh my God. The fucking dog. Anyway, that was my last one, I promise. I will stop talking about moss and isopods and yeah. Anyway.
Does this mean I need to go on a rant about fabric now?
Well, there is fabric here. It is a tangential
That's why I said that. I don't have a rant to go on about fabric other than just I wish that this was like real fabric but without the dangerous part because it sounds so goddamn gorgeous.
I'm actually sure that you could make something very similar if you had the equipment for it and the silk for it.
And because the time.
And the time. Because it would specifically have to be silk. Because nothing else has that, like, iridescence.
Well, and I love the description because she gets into all this detail about how the actual fibers, so you have a red fiber that is wrapped in a purple fiber, except that the purple fiber is actually two different, slightly different shades of purple, which sounds like, and the way it's described is like, they're so similar that you wouldn't even have different words for them. And it reminds me of like, when they dye yarn, like when you buy yarn, you usually look for like dye lot whatever, because even if it's the same color, different batches of dye will be ever so slightly different. So it's like they dyed batch A and they dyed batch B, and then they twine a fiber from batch A and a fiber from batch B, and then they wrap it around the red. And holy shit, that would take forever. I don't have the patience for it.
Like watching Robbie spin, because Robbie's really got back into spinning. Yeah. Like I can appreciate the fabric more because of that. And like, if I don't know if any of y'all have watched Robbie spin, but it is so much fun just to watch. Like absolutely just so much fun to watch. So
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
What?
Natalie, why is your camera turned off?
Because my friend was like, hey, I'm writing this thing and I don't know if it's your speed, but would you be okay with reading it for me and telling me what you think? And I'm just over here like full on freaking out because I love their writing, and I'm like, yes. I don't care if it's not my speed. Yes, give it. Give it, give it, give it, give it, give it.
That reminds me of me reading your Molly's stuff. Anyways.
I don't know. I'm getting
sus. I hope that's not the case because...
There was like a study found where men that were, and again, not to get into like alpha beta shit, right? But men that considered themselves lower on like the like manly like standard of like the pecking order, essentially. I'd have to find the actual article.
The in, dick like, measurement?
Essentially, yeah. Like people that, men that thought that they were lower on the totem pole
so like would epsilon. Be more...
Yeah, like the betas, right? They would be more toxic to people they thought were women in video games because they were afraid that that would put them lower on the like totem pole, essentially. They were more concerned about like women like putting them on a lower pedestal, and like it made them more toxic to them. And like
it's like race relations.
Yeah. But it kind of reminds me of the whole hand thing. Like, if you have to do that, and especially if you do that to, you know, a woman, right? This is in quotes. It just shows how much that person is not secure in themselves. Like, there's no other reason for it other than that.
Oh, yeah. There's not. And, like, it's, again, it's all back to posturing. And, like, I understand that humans are a social creature, that they need that kind of like pecking order, for lack of a better way to put it, so they know kind of where they fall, especially within their friend groups, like, and how they present themselves to others. But like, bro, your handshake tells me a lot about you, and 9 times out of 10 I don't shake people's hands because of that fact. Because people get all like aggressive, and I'm just like, this is gonna come out to blows because you're gonna fuck up. It's like I had a guy at work the other day put his hand on me, and he stepped away when he saw that I had already raised my fist. It was like, here, it was like, don't touch me. Like I People. Yes. Just if they have a really firm handshake, you should just like fall on the floor. Just go completely limp. Just fall on the floor. They won't know what to do. I love this idea. I'm going to start doing that.
Oh, man. I wish I could do that at work. That would be great. Because most of the handshakes I get are like, okay, those are all right. But there's some that's like either way too hard or they think I'm like a delicate little flower. It's just like I can handle a little pressure. Come on, shake my hand, asshole.
I would rather have a limp fish than someone trying to like squeeze my hand off.
I don't know. I find both offensive.
They are both offensive.
They're both very offensive. Luckily, I don't have to do a lot of handshakes because most of the vendors I get are ones that I get all the time, so I already know them. But the new people, though, it's like,
I grew up in an area where I'm pretty sure the limp fish was like a cultural thing. Like everybody shook hands very lightly and it was just kind of the way things were. And it wasn't too weird. It's always been a little like awkward for me because of like, I can barely feel your hand. But I remember my dad used to be like really frustrated by it because he didn't grow up in an area like that.
I don't know. Why even bother shaking hands if you're just gonna don't bother shaking my hand. Why you cover up your camera there, Indy? Oh man. And there goes the eyebrow wiggle again.
Indy.
Oh no.
Indy. Where'd you go? Indy.
My friends sent me the stuff and I was reading one of them and I'm just like, oh god, I can't read these in public.
No. Podcast time. No.
Well, they sent me screenshots and I was just kind of like skimming through to the bottom to be like, hey, I'll read these in a second. And then like I came to a part, I was like, oh, I can't read these in public. Don't perceive me currently.
I do not wish to be perceived.
Oh.
My personal, like when I was like 11, all my Harry Potter fan fictions centered around a girl that brought ballpoint pens.
Yes.
Ballpoint pens and roller skates.
They are much more practical. Like,
you know, I'm just going to use my little pen right here. Thanks.
You would think all the Muggle kids would do that.
Right?
Right with the quill?
Like, why are we doing this? I got a pen. I don't need electronics to be able to use this thing. So,
okay.
I want Hermione to just pull out, like, whip out, like, a Pilot G2.
Fuck yeah. Those are awesome.
That would be awesome if it was like, it would have been great if it was like book 7 and like nobody's ever like seen Hermione working on her homework for 7 years and then somebody like comes in and she's writing with her ballpoint pen and they're like, no wonder you get done so quickly.
You don't have to keep, and Harry too for that matter, he's been in like, and they're just like, okay, yeah, we'll use quills, we're used to using pens. But a quill? Okay, that seems fine.
That's very much one of those weird things in Harry Potter where everything's like just old school because of fucking reasons. Because
it's a gothic story and because
and
a lot
like,
of it is
okay, we'll about... fall into line, it's fine. We use these normally all the time, but oh, it's magic, so we gotta pretend it's magic.
Because
imagine
I feel
how
like
quickly it's... oh. The books would have ended if Harry Potter had a gun. Like, and that's a whole shit post.
Imagine how quick it would be over if Voldemort would be like, you're on the second floor, drop baby out of window instead of using magic on it.
Also, if
or,
Voldemort
I don't
had
know,
a gun, then, shit.
A gun or anything, babies are pretty. mother said baby. I don't know. You have all these other different things you can do to kill a baby. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to use this wand. Shabam. Oh, no. I got kerpoofed.
Yeah.
He should have hired Alzana.
Right?
He makes a better Dark Lord.
Yes. May or may not have just started crying.
Oh.
About like, meeting Tara Pierce.
Yeah, because like what do you say? I've been reading your stuff since I was 9 years old and I'm such a fan. Right. Like, you're the reason why right. I wanted to get into writing, and I just think you're amazing, and the queer representation just makes me happy. And let me just do a full run-on sentence.
Don't use our full 20 minutes.
I won't. I'm not going to. It's just like, this is like, what do I fucking say to this woman?
I mean, I think both of us are just going to be like, hi, we really like you. I'm going to just blubber.
Right?
I will ask the question since I'll be a slightly less starstruck, I guess.
Yeah. Same. Andy and I are going to be like, they have speaky things. We love you.
Yeah.
The questions, and then we'll ask them because, like, yeah, I think I'll be less starstruck as well, too.
Yeah.
We have to know if she's a time traveler.
You know what's really funny is in this situation, you know, we're usually the ones that have the pretty words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just going to be like, not be pretty. This is like last night when Robbie and Brittany were talking to me about the book and the podcast, and I was just like,
even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.